Still reeling, not quite believing the contents of the envelope Orin had given her. Jabe and Callie were discussing it in the darkened cab now. "I've been telling you Orin's a great guy," Jabe said.
"I guess I was wrong," Callie said.
His older sister, also cleaned up in colorful clothes from off the rack, read from the gold-colored slip in the light from the window.
"To Annie, this certificate, good for Ben!"
Annalene glanced at her daughter, startled.
"What? There!"
Callie said, lowering the document and pointing out her window.
"To the right, Ben Kenobi!"
Annalene braked and banked the massive machine at the same time. Sure enough, Ben and Rue came into her field of view. It was a comical sight, one that reminded her of her first visit to his place and the angry bantha calf. Ben was on his hands and knees in the middle of a blasted plane trying to talk to Rue. The Eopie was lying on her belly in the sand, legs folded underneath, as she chewed on a lonely patch of desert foliage. Her harness was connected to a makeshift sledge, upon which sat a heavy and ancient coolant pump. Annalene pulled the light van up alongside. "Going somewhere?" she asked.
"That was the original idea," Ben said. "It isn't working out."
Annalene stopped the engine. Callie went for her door latch. Jabe leaned over the front seat, aggravated.
"Not again, Mom. This guy helped us and needs help now," Annalene said.
"You just sit here and stay out of the suns."
When Annalene climbed out of the vehicle and onto the desert floor, Callie was already there, trying her best to get Ben to notice her festive red outfit. But the cloaked man's attention remained on his Eopie.
"Rue just stopped," Ben said. "She's eating this, whatever it is."
"It's desert sage," Annalene said.
"I didn't think anything grew here."
"Something grows everywhere."
Annalene knelt next to him and stroked the lackadaisical Eopie's snout.
"There, girl, it's all right."
Seemingly discomfited by Annalene's proximity, Ben stood up and gestured to the cargo.
"I can't seem to get her to move. I keep thinking I've attached the sledge wrong."
"No, it's fine," Annalene said.
"Then she's just objecting to carrying extra weight,"
Ben said, standing over the prone animal.
"That's for sure," Callie said.
She tried to stifle a chuckle and failed. Annalene gestured for her to pipe down, but found herself smiling too. Ben stared at them, mildly flustered.
"I'm missing something, aren't I?"
"No, you're getting something,"
Annalene said, kneeling beside the animal and touching her abdomen.
"In a couple of days, it looks like."
"You can't mean..."
Ben looked at Rue's midsection, flabbergasted.
"Pregnant," he stammered. "That's simply not possible. I only have one Eopie."
"Not for long,"
Callie said, snickering. Annalene scooted over and felt Rue's abdomen.
"How long have you had her?"
Ben shuffled.
I don't recall. I bought her some time ago."
His brow furrowed.
"You don't think this, happened at the Oasis, do you?"
Callie burst out laughing. Annalene smiled too, but looked down so as not to embarrass Ben any further.
"Eopie gestation times are a bit longer than that. It looks like you got two for the price of one on that purchase." "One cannot cast blame in matters of love," Ben said.
"Or whatever." He cracked a smile in spite of himself and knelt. He rubbed the animal's face.
"You've been keeping secrets, my little friend."
"Congratulations, Grandpa," Annalene said. With Callie's help, Annalene removed the harness from Rue's back. Freed, the animal stood up and resumed chomping on the weed. Annalene looked at the coolant unit.
"Pretty beat up," she said.
"It's seen use,"
Ben said. In the Great Hyperspace War, maybe.
Annalene shook her head. I've never seen a coolant pump this old.
Ben cleared his throat.
Yes, well, I was hoping they've seen one at the repair shop in Bastien.
He gestured to the east.
You're going to another store?
Callie said, eyes filling with dismay.
People are like that, sweetie,
Annalene said. Give them a discount once and they'll never respect you again. A snarky voice bellowed from inside the darkened window of the light van.
You won't get that fixed in Bastien.
Ben looked at Annalene and raised an eyebrow. Annalene rolled her eyes.
My son, the other hermit.
She walked to the speeder truck and slapped the window frame.
How do you know that, Jabe? You haven't even seen it.
Jabe peeked out at them.
The supply shop in Bastien is closed. The Geeler's son is getting married. They'll be gone for a week.
Ben looked worriedly up at the sons and then down at the damaged unit. He swallowed.
A week, you say?
Or more,
Jabe said, vanishing back into the darkness of the back seat.
The wedding is on Naboo. They decided to make a vacation of it.
How wonderful for them,
Ben said, deflated.
Callie grabbed at her mother's arm, nearly knocking her down.
Mom! Ben can come into Mos Eisley with us.
Mos Eisley?
Ben's face froze. He looked to the east, his expression apprehensive.
I don't need to go to Mos Eisley.
Jabe's voice called out again.
Hear that? He doesn't need to go to Mos Eisley.
You hush, Annalene said. She looked back at the coolant pump.
You can get same-day service there, she said.
Ben waved his hands.
No, I'm sure you're on a supply run. You'll need room.
Callie bubbled with enthusiasm.
No, it's fine. We're not carrying anything.
You're not?
No.
Annalene's daughter found the document in her pocket and thrust it toward Ben.
Read this.
Without taking the slip from the girl's hand, Ben read aloud the hand-printed words.
To Annie, this certificate is good for a Soro Sub JG-8 luxury land speeder at Delroy Speeders of Mos Eisley. Ask for Gone. Sorry for all the trouble with your family speeder. Hope this makes up for it.
Ben paused before concluding.
Happy birthday.